罗马书总共有十六章哈。
There are 16 chapters in the book of Romans.
啊，神能把那个罗马书主要的分段哈，能够讲一下。
Who can enumerate the basic outline of the
Andrew,
book of Romans?
Andrew Lin. 十六章。我们今天是这一次学生联会就讲一到八章了啊。
In this spiritual convocation, we will only be learning about Romans chapter 1 through 8. The first eight chapters of Romans talks about justification by faith.
好，再来九到十一章是整个救赎的计划。
And from chapters 9 through 11 talks about the plan of salvation.
12章到16章是。
And from chapter 12 to 16 talks about the Christian life.
那我们看到哈，信仰跟生活都会合在一起。信仰跟生活。
And we see how faith is intertwined with our life.
好，你看很多的圣经里面哈，它前面都会谈信仰，后面谈生活。
If we see a lot of books in the Bible, in the beginning it will talk about faith, and then it will relate to our lives.
啊，比如说，啊，利未记。
For example, Leviticus.
利未记有二十七章。
There are 27 chapters in the book of Leviticus.
啊，第一章到第十章是谈信仰。
And the first 10 chapters talks about our faith.
啊，十一到二十七就谈生活。
And from chapter 11 to 27 talks about life.
好，利未记哈，利未记，前面一章到十章就讲五个大祭，还有祭司，祭司怎么献祭，献祭的一些礼仪啊，这个是借着这个信仰啊，人跟神接近。
The first 10 chapters talks about the five major festivals, and also the ceremonial laws concerning the priest, and this tells us how to draw near to God.
啊，比如说，因为人有罪嘛，啊，你要解决罪的问题，怎么解决
？Because man has sin, how do we solve this problem of sin?
啊，你借着这个信仰跟神亲近了以后，你怎么过一个信仰的生活
？And through faith, we can draw near to God, and then how do we live a life worthy of God's calling.
好像以弗所书也是。
And the book of Ephesians is also the same.
大部分的圣经啊，都会谈到两部信仰跟生活。
So if you look in most books in the Bible, they will all be divided in two sections, faith and Christian living.
那这个罗马书的一到八章啊，它主要是谈到福音。
And the first eight chapters of Romans first talks about the gospel.
福音就是神要救人啊，神救人的美好的消息，这叫福音。
And the gospel is the good news for God, of God's plan to save mankind.
啊，这个福音要怎么来完成？就是借着耶稣基督十字架的救恩。
And the gospel is to be fulfilled and completed by the Jesus Christ.
还有借着人的相信。借人的相信
，and also the faith of man。
所以这个一到八章里面，你又可以再详细分。
So in the first eight chapters, you can also divide it even more detailly.
哦，第一个就是福音的需要性。
And the first part talks about the necessity of the gospel.
哦，需要性哈，为什么需要福音？
And why do we need the gospel?
啊，再来，福音的中心就是耶稣基督，一定要相信耶稣基督。
And then the central theme of the gospel, and that is Jesus Christ, and you have to believe in Jesus.
再来就是说，你怎么相信耶稣基督
？And then it goes into how do you believe in Jesus?
所以就谈到受洗了。
And that talks about baptism.
啊，还有圣灵了。
And also the Holy Spirit.
好，所以到第八章哈。就讲到圣灵帮助，让我们达到成圣。
And chapter 8 talks about how the Holy Spirit will help us so that we can be sanctified.
所以整个这个因信称义的道理就是说，人为什么需要接受救恩，为什么要相信，会谈到人的罪，罪的问题。
So justification by faith first talks about the need and why people, why mankind needs
信，好，因为有罪。
It is because we have sin.
罪的结果会怎么样？
And what is the result of sin?
啊，这个福音就是来解决罪的问题。
And the gospel is to resolve, to resolve this issue.
你怎么来解决罪的问题？
And how can you solve this issue of sin?
所以整个救恩就是说，啊，借着耶稣基督的赦罪，让我们得到称义 ，justify， 哦，称义，啊，成圣，成圣是 sanctification， 好，哦，成圣，啊，然后得荣耀。
So the second point is about how through Jesus Christ, his redemption, we are able to be justified by faith and be sanctified and finally glorified.
这就是一到八章的内容。
And this is the content of the first eight chapters, and we are done. So you must capture the central theme of this passage. And when reading the Bible, we have to take note of the key points. And you have
structure.
And to find this, you have to discover the structure first.
structure.
This is the framework.
比如说你们读创世纪，哈，你读创世纪，你了解到什么？
For example,
你能不能用很简单的话讲创世纪讲什么？
For example, if you read the book of Genesis, can you explain in very simple terms what the whole book is about?
创世纪几章？
How many chapters are in the book of Genesis?
几章？啊？五十
啊？There are 50 chapters.
你要了解创世纪最简单，你要先把它分段嘛，哦，你读了以后，你要了解说整个创世纪它是怎么样的结构。
To understand the book of Genesis, we have to understand a basic framework and how it is structured.
一到十一章哈，这是一个部分。
The first 11 chapters is a section.
12到50是一个部分。
12 to 50 is also another section.
一到十一章讲四件大事情。
And in the first 11 chapters, it talks about four major things.
哦，神的创造。
The first is God's creation. 哦，
第一个就是神的创造，人类的堕落。
And then the fall of man.
洪水。
The flood.
哦，再来就是巴比塔。
And then the Tower of Babel.
有吗？四件事情。
These four events are recorded in the first.
上古很早很早以前的所发生的四件事情。
And these four events describe the things of the ancient times.
啊，神创造天地万物，
哦，When God
创造人类
created the heavens and the earth and created man.
啊，再来就是人类的堕落了，
and
失败了，犯罪了。
How man fell into sin.
六到八章，这边就讲洪水毁灭世界了。
And chapter 6 through 8 talks about how the flood destroyed the earth.
十章十一章就讲造巴别塔，所以变乱口音啊，人类分散在地面上。
And chapter 10 and 11 talks about the Tower of Babel and how the languages became mixed.
十一章是原因呐，十章是结果。
And 10 is the cause and 11 is the result.
十章就是说哪些人往哪边去，哪些人往哪边去嘛。十一章就讲原因，因为造巴别塔。
It was actually the reverse. It was chapter 10 talks about the result of which group of people went to which direction, And 11 talks about the reason for them migrating to different parts of the earth.
12章到15章啊，讲什么？
And what is the
十章到二十到五十章讲什么
？From chapter 12 to the end of Genesis, what is this section talking about?
我们主要有一个印象。
And we just have to have this faint recollection.
四个例子。
The four ancestors.
选民的四个例子。
The four ancestors of the chosen people.
第一个是谁？
Who is the first?
Abraham.
Isaac. Jacob.
再来呢？约瑟。
And then.
到了第五十章就是约瑟死掉。
And at the end of the book of chapter 50, Joseph dies.
所以人家如果问你说你读创世纪你读什么
So when people ask you, what do you gain out of reading Genesis?
说上古四件大事
You can reply to them, it's talking about the four major events of the ancient times.
选民的四个祖先
And the four ancestors of the chosen people.
这样简单不简单
Now isn't that easy?
难度啊当然这个细节上、哦、那个整个生活变化一生的经历什么那个就从这里面再 去细分
And of course you can subdivide each category into finer details
但是 你在读圣经的时候你一定要先抓住这个不晓得你不然的话你再读你不晓得读什么抓不到重点
So when you read the Bible you have to understand the structure basic framework first or else you will not understand what you're reading
好吗？哈，以后学习圣经就是这样哈。
And this is how you learn about the Bible.
其实那个青年班哦，中级班的教材，中级班呢、啊，Junior Two 的教材是用这样的写法去写。
And actually, the Junior Two textbook is written like this in this manner.
可能我们这边是从台湾的教材后来慢慢的在改进然后再重编过其实在台湾我在台湾的总会教育处哈我接林永基传道他做了四年我接做四年我们八年当中啊就是把整个全部的教材重新把它翻修过一次
andIn Taiwan, when I was there during a time of eight years, Pastor Lin and I recompiled the entire RE textbook series.
那个是林永基传道开始就从幼年班、幼稚班、儿童班的教材开始哈，先一个架构，然后他开始做。
And Pastor Lin started with kindergarten and elementary and created a basic framework.
然后来我接他的工作以后就继续。
And then when I took over his job, I continued his work.
我再继续做初级班、中级班这样。
And then I continued to Junior One and Junior Two textbooks.
结果四年做好了，结果就调到美国来。
And after I completed this in 4 years, I was sent to America.
这个 Junior Two 的第一本书也是我写的。
And the first textbook for the J2 textbook is also written by me.
摩西五经
And this is talking about the Pentateuch.
摩西五经就因为本来是找那个陈恒道长老写因为他是这个专家。
And originally we asked Pastor Chen, who was the authority on the subject, to write
about it. 那是因为他很忙。
But because he was very busy.
他一直到快要出书了，很急了，人家要用了，没有他写不出来。
And then
太忙了。
When the textbook was about to be published, it was too rushed for him to write it.
因为我是负责的人嘛，书不出来，自己就要负责。
And because I was in charge of the whole textbook, if this does not get published, I have to be responsible.
所以我就日夜赶工啊，后来把它赶出来。
So I worked, toiled day and night, and finally got it published.
12课里面, huh? 12课里面.
Within the 12 lessons.
有两课是一个江祖师写的.
There are two lessons written by a deacon, Zhang.
那个就是江, 现在在总会有一个江义珍弟兄的爸爸了. 总会有一个做电脑的那个，现在做电脑的那个。
And there's this is the father of Joseph, who works as IT manager in the USGA.
啊，那这两课是给那个创世纪的一些背景。
And in these two chapters, talks about the basic outline of Genesis.
不是 outline 哈，就是
the background information.
历史跟地理背景。
And this gives the historical and geographical background.
就是写那个当时的那个还没有创造世界刚开始哈，整个地图分布啊，人文风俗这些历史跟地理的背景。
So it talks about the culture, tradition, and more history about that era.
然后第三课以后到十二课。 才是讲那个摩西五经。And
only starting from chapter 3 to chapter 12 talks about the five first five books.
因为那个时候考虑到说啊，五十章的圣经啊，你怎么在一个小时、两个小时里面就把它学完？
Because it is impossible for you to learn a book that is 50 chapters long.
所以后来我们的想法就是说，写结构。
So instead of doing that in one lesson, what you have to do is study the structure.
整个创世纪就是说两个大部分.
So that is why Genesis is divided into two major parts.
只有做一课.
And that is one lesson.
再来第二课就讲里面的重要的教训.
And then the second lesson will talk about the important teachings in these two passages.
比如说, 创世纪里面有一个创世纪里面的宣道咯，创世纪里面的救恩咯，哦，创世纪里的人物咯，啊，这样。For
example, the characters in the book of Genesis and how God's word was preached, and also this God's salvation for man.
出埃及记也是这样写法。And
Exodus, book of Exodus was also written in the same manner.
出埃及记就分三个部分。And
Exodus is divided into three parts.
选民在埃及。
When the chosen people were in Egypt.
选民出埃及,
when they left Egypt.
然后就到西乃山,
and finally when they got to Mount Sinai.
就分三个地方,三个部.
And it is divided into three parts.
像利未记哈, 我刚刚讲, 利未记就是分两部分。
And as I just mentioned before, Leviticus is divided into two parts.
一个就是在 就是讲信仰，一个讲生活。
One is about faith, and the other about living it out.
所以你们如果说要了解圣经，可能那一套教材可以做参考。
So if you want to understand the Bible, you could use this passage.
你先看了以后，你就对整个圣经每一卷每一卷就有一个大概的了解，这一卷圣经是讲什么。
Because through these RE textbooks, you can understand the basic gist of the Bible, how the Bible is structured.
慢慢的去读的话，你就不会那个方向就不会走错哈。
And then when you read it slowly on your own, you won't go on a different tangent.
他说我刚刚讲说这个罗马书一到八章是因信称义嘛，好。
So as I just mentioned, the first eight chapters of the book of Romans is talk about justification by faith.
9到11章就讲神的救赎计划。
And chapters 9 through 11 talks about God's plan of salvation.
神怎么样选召亚伯拉罕的祖孙?
How did God choose the descendants of Abraham?
借着他们来出救主。
And through them establish the chosen people.
但是这个救恩啊, 因为选民的错误, 所以恩典就临到外邦人。
And, but because of the mistakes of the chosen people, this grace was fallen to the Gentiles as well.
外邦人的数目满足了以后，神的救恩又回到以色列人。
And once the numbers of the Gentiles has been fulfilled, this salvation will go back
to the chosen people. 所以到最后啊，以色列人的余数啊，余数会得救。
So, and the And the remnant of Judah will be saved.
好，这是保罗对这个神的救赎计划的一个了解。
And this is the understanding of God's salvation plan by Paul.
啊，当然这个都有一些旧约圣经的一些根据在里面。
And there are numerous references to the Old Testament and understanding of the Old Testament gospel.
十二章到十六章就讲生活了。
And chapter 12 to 16 talks about life.
哦，我们信主了以后，我们应当有着献身的生活。
And
十二章哦，
and how we
一开始就讲说，我们要把身心当作活祭献给神。
And it talks about how we should have a life of sacrifice, as chapter 12 it opens saying how we should offer ourselves as living sacrifices.
因为我们呢、啊，是主耶稣用宝血把我们救赎出来的。
For we are redeemed by the blood of Christ.
所以古时候在献牛献羊啊，那个是死的祭物。
So before, when they offered oxen and sheep, it was dead sacrifices.
我们现在就把我们的身体、我们的心啊，奉献出来，来服侍神一生。
But now we are going to offer our bodies, our hearts as a living sacrifice.
啊，这个不是主的专职传道者啊。
And this does not strictly refer to full-time ministry.
所有蒙主耶稣拣选的人都要有这种献身的生活。
But rather, it is to all who are called by Christ.
好，所以要跟世界分别为圣。
So that is why we should separate ourselves.
接下来就谈圣徒的品性了。
Holiness.
啊，再来就谈啊，教会的生活、社会上的生活、国家的生活。
And then it talks about how we should live a Christian life in society, family life.
好，所以我们看到圣经啊，保罗在写东西呀，他神启示他，他都非常有注释的，非常有顺序的。
So we see how Paul, even though he was inspired by the Spirit to write, he wrote in a very systematic way.
我们来看罗马书第一章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1.
其实六节的时间呢，没有办法讲完哈。
But in actuality, it's impossible to cover all this in six sessions.
所以我们只能重点啊把它谈过哈。
So we can only talk about the main points.
我们再来谈先谈一下保罗的背景好了哈。
So let's first talk about the background of Paul.
这里讲到保罗，耶稣基督选召他做使徒，特派传福音。
Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God.
保罗在主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，他没有信主，还没有信主。
At the time of Jesus' crucifixion, Paul was not a believer.
主耶稣升天了以后不久才选召他。
And it was not long after Jesus' ascension that Paul was called.
保罗不是出生在犹太地，他是出生在基利家的大树，就是在现在的土耳其了，就是小亚细亚的地方。
But Paul was not raised in Judea, but rather he grew up in Caesarea, and that is part of Tarsus. But
当时的像亚历山大呢？大树啊，都是相当有名的城市。亚历山大哈，亚历山大是在那个埃及的地方，有很多犹太人后来跑到那里去。
And Alexandria is a very famous city in Egypt where a lot of people went at that time.
啊，所以我们有一个七十四的那个圣经的翻译，就是在亚历山大做成的。
And one of the version of the Bible, the Septuagint, was compiled in Alexandria.
希伯来文把它翻成希腊文。
And that was a translation from Hebrew to Greek.
好，所以这个七十四四本相当有名的。
And this version of the Bible is very famous.
那是在亚历山大，因为有很多的那个希伯来的学者在那里。
And this was in the great city of Alexandria because there were many Hebrew scholars in the city.
啊，同样在北方的这个基利家的大树也是一个相当有名的城市。大树就是 保罗的家乡哈，也是相当有名的都市。所以保罗曾经对一个王说：“我不是那个默默无闻的地方出来的。”哦。
And Paul also, the city of Tarsus was also a very prominent city at that time, and Paul once remarked to a king that I do not come.
但是他是在耶路撒冷长大。
But he grew up in Jerusalem.
所以受到一个非常有名的教法书叫做加玛利。
So that is why he grew up under the teaching. Of Gamaliel.
所以保罗本身呢、啊，对律法很懂，受到希腊文化的影响很深。
So Paul was very trained, was trained in the law of the Jews, and but also in the philosophy of and training of.
他出生的时候就是罗马公民。
For he was born as a Roman citizen.
因为在罗马帝国里面呢、啊，罗马公民呢、啊、有很多特权。
And in the Roman Empire, a Roman citizen had great power.
所以有一次保罗在腓立比哈，无故就被打。
So in once in Philippi, Paul was beaten for no reason.
啊，第二天呐、啊，那个监狱管监狱的人就要叫他出去了。
And the second day, the jailers wanted to release him.
他说我是罗马人。
And he said, I am a Roman.
你也没有审问我，就随便打我。
And you have beaten me without giving me a trial.
啊，要叫我进来就进来，要叫我走就走，哪有这么容易？
And you can command me to come in when you please, and command me to go out when you please.
那个官吏一听到他是罗马人呐、啊，他就吓了。
And then when the officers heard that he was a Roman citizen, they were afraid.
啊，后来还来拜托他，跟他讲好话，啊，才请他走。
And later they pleaded him, and then he finally left.
哦，因为罗马公民当时有特权。
Because Roman citizens had special rights.
啊，有的人呐、啊，说花了好多银子，哦，啊，才能够加入罗马籍。
And a lot of people they had to donate a lot of money to the government to become citizens.
那保罗出生就是罗马公民。
But Paul was born as a Roman citizen.
可见说他虽然犹太人，但是他的家世背景很不错。
So we can see that although he was a Jew, his family background was quite good.
啊，因为他很热心律法。
Because he was very fervent in his faith.
啊，所以听到说有人传另外一个神耶稣。
So when he heard that others were teaching about Jesus,
所以他就受不了。
He could not stand it.
啊，所以他就跟大祭司啊拿那个权柄哈、哦，那个授权书啊。所以到处可以抓基督徒，逼迫下监处死，他有这样的权柄。
So he went to the high priest and got a letter of authority so that he could persecute, jail, and hunt down all these heretics.
所以他是在要到大马士的时候，神用荣光照他。
So on his way to Damascus,
说扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
God's glorious light shone on him, and Jesus said, "Paul, Paul, why do you?"
还有那个光很大啊，保罗整个人就扑在地上。
And the great was so light, the light was so great that Paul was struck down to the ground.
啊，他就说啊，主啊，你是谁
？And Saul asked, Lord, who are you?
他说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
And Saul said, I am who you persecute.Jesus.
啊，他知道自己错了。
And he knew that he was wrong.
哦，原来我在逼迫教会是逼迫耶稣。
So he understood that when he was persecuting the church, he was actually persecuting.
然后他第二句话问主啊，我该做什么
？And the next thing he asked was, Lord, what should I do?
那声音说，你到城里面去。
And the voice told him, go into the city.
有人会把你该做的事情告诉你。
And somebody will tell you what to do.
他就进到大马士城。
So he entered Damascus.
有一个门徒叫做亚拿尼亚。
And there was an apostle named Ananias.
他在祷告的时候。
And while he was praying.
神启示他说，你到竹街去，那里有一个人叫做保罗。
And then, God revealed to him to go to a place where, and you will find Paul.
啊，你为他按手。
Lay hands on him.
亚拿尼亚一听是扫罗啊，那就是说这怎么可以、哦、
？And when Ananias heard about this, he was saying, "How could this?"
哦，那个人凶得不得了啊，到处逼迫教会。
That person is very cruel, and he went goes around and persecute the church.
神说啊，这是我要用的器皿，你主管器。
And the Lord replied, "This is my chosen vessel. You just go ahead and."
所以亚拿尼亚就去了。
So Ananias went.
一进门的时候，那个保罗在那里禁食祷告三天。
And when he entered the house, Paul had been fasting for 3 days.
他就跟他按手。
So he laid hands on him.
说兄弟扫罗啊，在你路上遇到你的神，差遣我来。
And he said to Saul and said, "Brother Saul, the God that you have met on your path,
啊，要你得医治。
He sent me here. So Paul
he
wanted you to be healed. And Paul received the Holy Spirit.
啊，因为他本来眼睛瞎掉了，说好像有鳞片掉下来，他就看见了。
Originally he was blinded by the light, but then upon laying of the hands, something like scales fell down from his eyes.
啊，因为神就借着亚拿尼亚告诉保罗说，要让他做外邦的使徒。
And God told Ananias that he will become a apostle for the Gentiles.
所以保罗后来非常热心在传道里啊，跟这个异象对他有非常大的影响。
So later on, when Paul preached throughout the ancient world, he was greatly affected by this incident.
有一次啊，有人拿保罗的腰带。
One time, someone took the belt of Paul.
他把自己绑起来。
And he tied that belt used his belt to tie himself to him.
说有主启示说啊，在耶路撒冷啊，有人要像这样把那个腰带的主人把他绑起。
And then that person said, "The Lord has revealed to me that." When if you go into Jerusalem, people will bind the owner of this belt like this manner.
啊，很多人就流泪劝保罗说：“你不要去了。”
And a lot of people with tears, pleaded Paul not to go.
保罗说：“啊，你为什么这样啊？劝我，哦，啊，让我也感到很难过呢。”
And Paul said, "Why do you beg me and plead me like such a manner?"
其实不只是被捆绑啊，就是死掉我也愿意。
And I do not mind being binded, even to death, I will still go.
我现在已经没有把我的生命看作为宝贵。
For I do not consider my life as anything.
因为我主要完成主耶稣托付给我的使命。
Because I just want to accomplish what the Lord has commanded.
因为我从来就不敢违背从天上来的那个意象。
Because I dare not disobey the vision that I have seen.
所以主耶稣启示他选召他，保罗常常把这个事情啊放在他的心上。
So when Christ called Paul has remembered this incident and constantly reminded him of this.
保罗蒙拣选以后啊，他有一段时间就回到自己家乡。
And after Paul was called, he went back to his hometown.
大概经过了三年以后，才到耶路撒冷去。
And it was only after 3 years when he returned to Jerusalem.
啊，那个时候只有见到啊彼得了哈，啊见到彼得还有雅各，主耶稣的兄弟雅各。
And at that time when he was in Jerusalem, he only met Peter and the brother of Jesus.
啊，跟他住了35天。
And then he lived with them for 15 days.
哦，在这个之前的三年的时间呢，他一方面到那个阿拉伯旷野，一方面是在大马士的地方啊停留三年的时间。
And during these 3 years, he spent a portion of that time in the deserts of Arabia and also in Damascus.
从加拉太书里面我们可以知道说啊，保罗在这一段时间从主耶稣那里领受很多的教训。
And we can tell from the book of Galatians that during this time, Paul received much teaching.
所以那一段时间可以说是他一方面悔改啊，一方面就是灵修啊，准备自己的时间。
So we can consider this time as a time of repentance and also spiritual cultivation.And preparation.
后来安提阿教会成立了。
Later on, when the church of Antioch was,
巴拿巴就专门到保罗的家乡把他请出来。
Barnabas especially went to his hometown to ask Paul to join.
所以他们在那里同工大概一年。
So they worked together for 1 year.
每个安息日就禁食祷告。
Every Sabbath they would fast and pray.
那这个在禁食祷告的时候说，圣灵就启示说，派保罗跟巴拿巴出去传道了。
And while the church was fasting and praying, the Holy Spirit commanded them, send Barnabas and Paul out.
所以他们第一次就坐船到塞浦路斯，然后到小亚细亚。
So the first missionary trip, they went to Cyprus and Asia Minor.
啊，就建立了路苏德、特比、哈、以哥念的几个教会，在亚细亚建立了几个教会。
So they established a few churches in Asia Minor.
哦，啊，然后再回来。
And then they returned.
啊，第二次再去。
And then on the second trip, they returned.
啊，啊，本来还是要把以前的地方再看一看。
And originally, they were just going to visit the same churches.
但圣圣灵没有允许。
But then the Spirit forbade them.
啊，他们就在那里祷告等候了。
So they stayed there and prayed.
然后看到一个异象。
And then while they were praying, they saw a vision.
一个马其顿人，就是希腊人呐。
There was a Macedonian, which is a Greek person.
啊，在站着要求说，请你们哦，到我们这里来。
He was pleading to Paul, saying, please come over here to help us.
啊，把福音啊，带给我们，来帮助我们。
And to bring the gospel so we can be saved.
哦，保罗说，哇，原来神就是要我们到欧洲去传道的。
And then Paul realized that God wanted them to preach the gospel to
Europe. 难怪说在小亚细亚的地方啊，到处都受阻挡，没有工作。
And that is why they, at every stop in Asia Minor, they were encountered.
所以他们就坐船来到腓立比。
So they sailed on a boat to Philippi.
啊，在那边建设了第一间教会。
And there they established the first church.
啊，然后又跑到提撒罗尼加。
And then they went to Thessalonica.
啊，提撒罗尼加三个礼拜就建立一个教会。
And in Thessalonica, they built a church. They established a church.
三个礼拜以后啊，逼迫来，他们就被人家送走掉了。
And later on, persecution came and they left.
啊，他们就很难过啊，这个信徒啊，主听三个礼拜的道理啊，到底他们能不能站立得住
？So they were very grieved by it because these believers only heard the gospel for 3 weeks.
啊，他没有办法去啊，就偷偷派那个提摩太去看看。
So they were very worried that whether these believers would stand firm.
哇，
提撒罗
尼加人呐、啊，很热心呐、啊，不怕逼迫。
So when Paul sent Timothy to go over there, they found that
保罗才写第一封信，就是提撒罗尼加前后书。
The church of Thessalonica was very fervent, so that is where when Paul wrote the first letter of Thessalonians.
提撒罗尼加就是来到利比亚，比利亚。
And after departing from Thessalonica, he went to Berea.
啊，在那里也建设教会。
There he established a church.
到雅典，然后到哥林多。
And also then to Corinth.
啊，所以到哪里啊，一直走啊，啊，教会一直建立起来。
So wherever he went, he established churches.
哦，啊，就是。啊，最后哈，到了第三次。
And lastly, on his last and third and last missionary trip.
其实，这个罗马书啊，就是大概他在第三次传道里的时候，大概在哥林多的地方写的。
So this book of Romans is roughly written when he was on his third missionary trip. While he
罗马已经有人了、啊，罗马已经有人信主了。
In the city of Rome, there were already some people who have believed.
啊、这个罗马教会的信徒从哪里来呀、啊？
And where do the people from the Roman church come from?
巴西去啊。
Originally, I had planned to go to Brazil tomorrow.
啊，但是哈、哦，现在这个机票太贵了。
But the airline tickets right now are too expensive.
啊，一直找，并且找不到票，找到下个礼拜31号。
And not only are they expensive, I couldn't find any tickets until next week.
啊，所以要到巴西跟阿根廷大概一个月。
And I am going to go to Brazil and Argentina for a week.
所以才有时间留下来哈、哦，跟你们上课。
And that is the reason why I have time to stay here to learn with you.
啊，感谢主哈、哦，我们教会现在的圣工啊，慢慢在各地方一直发展。
And thank God that recently in churches all over the world there are developments.
十月的时候，台湾的那个周传道有来，把那个有。中国大陆的教会的状况，大家有没有看到？有看到那个。
In October, Preacher Tu came and gave a presentation on the status of churches in China. Did anybody see that?
没有，你们没有看。好，我们看到中国大陆的教会现在很发展。
And we see that the development of the church in China is very, very good right
now. 我们每一个地方都有教会, 每一个省都有教会。
And we have a church in every province.
虽然不是很自由啦, 但是神在那边动工哦, 天主带领, 啊, 所以信徒很多。
Even though they still do not have much freedom over there, but thanks to God's guidance, we have a lot of members.
我们这边如果说一处灵恩会有四五个人去, 你就感到, 哇, 不得了。
For example, over here, if we have four or five being baptized over here, we feel that is wonderful.
洗礼都算白的,
but sometimes when they baptize people over there, they, for a spiritual convocation,
they'd
be in hundreds. You would see how many hundred people did they baptize.
都上千人,几千人在聚会的,
when they gather for service, it would be services of thousands of people.
福建有一个小岛,
and in Fukien province, there's a small island, and everybody on the island is a member of our church.
不过早上六点就要敲钟起来找祷会哦。
And at 6 o'clock in the morning, they would ring the bell so that everybody, the whole island would wake up for morning prayer.
感谢主啊, 是神在各地方动工。
And thank God that He is working in all regions around the world.
像非洲的工作现在也, 也不错啦, 现在可以稳定下来。
And the work in Africa is also good. It is stabilized right now.
你知道非洲齁, 非洲他们, 欧美的人去传道大概四五百年。
And we know that Africa, missionaries from...
因为以前他们是会吃人的民族啊。
From Europe has been going over there for hundreds of years. And originally they were cannibals.
齁, 所以... 很多的传教士去了以后死在那里。
So many missionaries died there.
不过还是后来他们改变了。
But slowly it has changed them.
所以有一个故事说啊, 有一个观光客去看到一个老人家, 别人老人家在读圣经。
So there's a story that goes, there was a tourist who went to Africa and saw this old man reading a Bible.
观光客说, 啊, 你这个太古老的东西, 你还读这个东西。
And then this tourist remarked to that old man, this book is so ancient, why are you reading it?
那个老人家说, 如果不是你,不是这个圣经啊, 你就在我肚子里面啊。
And that old man said, if it was not for this Bible, you would be in my stomach right now.
哦,因为借着神的话改变他们。
Because through God's words, they are changed and
transformed. 在那边哦,好多种传教士,虽然建立教会啊,但是那个信仰没有办法真正扎根。
But even though the missionaries go over there and establish lots of churches, the faith is not able to take root there.
因为外教会去啊,就是带钱去,帮他们做什么做什么,所以他们信仰没有办法建立起来。
Because when the other churches go over there, they spend a lot of money, they build churches and homes for them, and they are unable to take root in their faith.
因为福音里面讲说,我们要去收庄稼。
And the Gospel of John tells us that when we go, we will go and take the,
so 你们要去收那个,
the harvest.
你们没有劳苦, 别人劳苦, 你们负责收成。
And all we have to do is harvest for the work that other people have labored.
我们教会就是负责收成, 很奇妙。
And it's miraculous because our church is responsible for harvesting all this
一开始的时候啊, 我们也想说啊, 带一些钱去。
In the beginning, we also thought we should bring some money. Because they are too poor.
所以要买那个农耕机,帮他们耕种,叫他们耕种。
And if they need plows, we will buy them for them,
teach them
how to farm and also give them fertilizers.
但是神不允许这一条路。
But God did not allow us to go down this route.
所以有一次有几个传道者还带了农耕的专家去, 带了钱去,结果就被抢了。So
when, one time when the pastors brought agricultural expert to go over there to help them,
就被警察抢。
They were robbed, and they were robbed by the police over there.
后来他们就觉得说没有办法待下去,就赶快飞机票坐着就跑到英国去。
And they felt that they could not stand that, and they just took their ticket and went back to England.
我们建教会的传道理跟外教会不一样。
The way the true church preaches, our church is different from all the other churches.
因为彼得说啊, 金银我没有,
because Peter said, gold and silver do I
not have. 但是我把我所有的给你。
I do not have any gold or silver, but I give you
what.
The name of Nazareth of Jesus, I command you to walk. So God does not want us to go and scatter
money.
Because the church is established with money is a bottomless pit. You will never fill it. In the beginning, when our missionaries went over there,
跟他们, 因为都带那个罐头去嘛, 带沙丁鱼罐头去,
because they would bring canned sardine over there.
所以早上出沙丁鱼, 中午出沙丁鱼, 晚上出沙丁鱼,
so they would have sardine for lunch, breakfast,
今天出, 明天出, 天天出,
and dinner, and they would eat it every single day.
后来就看到他们有鸡蛋要跟他们 买鸡蛋.
Later on, they saw that they have eggs over there, and they would go and buy eggs.
然后要跟他们买罐头.
And then they would also buy.
虽然信主了，
even though they have believed, they can come to become members.
但是哦，他们说传道有钱，所以传道者要卖贵一点.
But because they say that the pastors have more money, so they would actually sell the things more expensive.
叫他们去拿水，拿水要钱呢。
And when they asked them for water, they would actually charge money for the water.
好，所以一开始他们的观念是这样。
So that was their concept in the beginning.
所以感谢主啊，最近几年来，我们整个慢慢用神的道理慢慢教他们。
But thank God, recently we've been teaching the word of God to them. And now they know how to, that they should, they would bring eggs to the ministers. And then they know the concept of giving tithes. So only now has their faith taken root. And there was this minister who went to Africa.
他要回来的时候,
and when he was about to return,
他们给他5000块美金, 叫他回来, 拿回来奉献给连总,
and then they gave him $5,000 US to donate to the international assembly over here.
所以你从这边看到说这个教会扎根, 这个信仰, 教会建立起来了,
so from this you can see that the church is firmly established and they have taken root.
一开始的时候，因为我们对那边状况不了解。
In the beginning, because we did not have an understanding of the situation,
都是他的牧师来跟我们接触。
Their pastors over there would come in contact
with them. 跟他谈道理，谈得很好。
And when after talking to them, they would be very interested. And
we'll
have a great conversation with them, and then we will tell them, oh, build churches for you, and we'll do this and this for you.
牧师说好，我们整个教会就带过来。
And the pastor would say, okay, we'll bring our whole church to you.
他说一个洗礼，一洗洗到那个传道者手都酸掉了。 So
one baptism, the pastor would have sore hands from all the baptisms that have to perform.
但是因为你帮他开会堂，你经济上帮助他，因为有钱啊。
And because we help them financially, and we give them.
因为你去的时候，他整个一帮一帮人就过来。
So when you go over there, there's always a lot of people.
我们没有办法每天都在那里啊。But
we cannot be there all the time.
去一两个月绕一下就回来了。
We only go there for a couple of months and then we come return.
回来以后，他把真理教会的名字又拿下来，又过他们的名字了。
But after we go away, they would take down our sign, a True Jesus Church, and put down their original church.
所以变成说一批来一批走，一批来一批走。
So what turned out was that these believers would come and go.
所以我们觉得说这个不对。
And we felt that this was wrong.
所以第一个不给钱。
So our principle is first we do not give money.
除非很必要，你要盖会堂，补助一半。
Unless they have a real need for it. For example, if they build a chapel, we will subsidize half of it.
就从哪里开始？ 从肯尼亚的地方开始。
And where did this start? This started in Kenya.
肯尼亚的时候啊, 他们是在树下聚会。
And in Kenya, they originally had held service under a tree.
那个传道说啊, 他一开始是 有点难过, 但是 他有时候眼泪要掉出来哈，但是哦，他牙齿是咬得很紧。
And this pastor remarked how sometimes he would felt sad. He would almost have shed tears, and but he clenched his.
为什么要帮助他们建立信心？
Just because he wanted,
所以不要让他们看在钱的份上。
So they did. He did not want them to believe based on money.
他们走路来聚会。
And they walked to service.
啊，当然聚会的时候那边哦，教会提供一点食物给他们，简单的食物。
When they hold service, there will be a little food provided.
要回去的时候，有时候要走一个钟头啊。
But when they return home, sometimes they have to walk.
传道者是含着眼泪让他们走回去。
And the pastor would hold his tears and watch them walk.
当然，这个不是说啊没有爱心。
Of course, this does not mean that he does not have love.
而是要借着这样操练他们。
But rather through this exercise, it is to train.
所以他说啊，那个传道说。如果连续三年
，So the pastor said, if this continues for 3 years,
他们都能够在树下聚会
，they can hold service under
聚会不停止，非常热心
，does not stop and they are fervent.
不给他们钱，但是他们信仰能够站立起来
，do not give them financial support so that
这样的话就可以帮他们盖会堂
，then we can build a church for them.
所以不是说让他们一来就给他们钱
，So it was not the case that.When they first come, we will immediately give them a
trial. 所以现在在洗礼啊，是个别个别审查。
So now when they have baptism, there is evaluation for everyone.
所以不是说牧师带来了整批洗礼的。
So it is not that the pastor comes and bring the whole church along with them to be baptized.
你牧师来了，你牧师就不能做了。
But when
你外教会牧师在真的学校，你不能当牧师。
When pastors from another denomination comes, they can no longer be the pastor.
啊，你还是要工作，去工作。
You have to go out and get a job.
啊，维持你的生活。
And sustain yourself.
啊，每一个人都是一样。
And everybody would be the same.
经过一段时间的考验。
And after a period of this trial.
啊，你信心能够建立起来，道理懂了，然后才按照程序，遴选一些好的工人啊来做教会的传道者。
When you have a better understanding of the word of God and have a rooted faith, then we will go and evaluate for some candidates to be workers of God.
虽然辛苦一点呢、啊、
Thank God, even though this is
但是受洗了以后很少离开
But after baptism, there are few members that depart from the church.
因为每一个都是扎根了、啊、信仰真正扎根
Because each and every one of them are firmly rooted.
所以他们现在能够回馈。
So over now, they can actually pay back.
啊，感谢主，我们现在辉哲的教会哈，像以前在南基里啊，受洗大概3000人呢、啊，大概现在剩下200人。
And thank God, originally like the churches in Nigeria, when we had baptized 3,000, only 200.
但剩下的这些人都是相当好的。
But the remaining 200 are all very good.
啊，像在肯尼亚那边呢、啊。啊，信主的都是相当好，因为是很严格的考验进来的。
And also the members in Kenya because these have passed.
我们最近会在肯尼亚的地方帮他们盖一个训练中心。
And recently we will be building for the Church of Kenya a training center.
啊，因为这个是在世界代表大会已经通过了。
Because this was. This was approved in the IA.
我们觉得说有一些地方，肯尼亚、加纳哈，啊那边的信徒都相当不错。
Because we believe that the members in Kenya and Ghana, these are all very good.
啊，另外一个反过来讲哈，我们青年怎样来帮助教会的圣工
？And another thing is how the youth can help the church.
今年的7月底8月初，在我们这边有 NYTS 嘛。
And this year, in the last week of July and the first week of August,
我们今年都开了一个班，叫做
Advanced
Class, Graduate Class.
And this year, we actually had a graduate class.
好、哦，啊，大概有10几个 NYTS 毕业生来参加。
And there were around 10.
他们这个 Graduate Class 哦，他们一方面上课，一方面还要。有义务的、啊、
And this graduate class, they don't just attend lecture, but they also have responsibility.
因为他们每年、啊、要有2个礼拜来这边上、来参加 NYTS 的上课、 啊，另外要抽两个礼拜啊，在教会里面做服事的工作。
Because not only do they spend 2 weeks attending lecture at NYTS, but also they have to take 2 weeks during the year to serve their church.
所以我下个礼拜到南美洲去啊，有两个青年会去。
So next week when I go to South America, I will have 2 youths accompanying me.
啊，是他们会到阿根廷去帮忙做那个 NYTS 的辅导员。
And these will become NYTS counselors.In Argentina.
啊，当然，其他也有一些管道，有的会到欧洲啦，到非洲啦，到其他的开拓地方啊。
Of course, there are other channels so that they can go to Europe and also to Africa.
所以这个 Greater Class 啊，就是栽培一些义工的传道者。
So the purpose of the graduate class is to cultivate some volunteer workers for God.
让我们参加了 NYTS 以后
，so that after we attend NYTS，
我们可以。继续的参加这个 graduate class，
we can continue to participate in this graduate class。
啊，但是有一个 commitment， 就是你每年要抽出一点时间，啊，来帮忙教会的工作。
But there is this criteria that you have to commit 2 weeks of your time to serve。
啊，这是给我们一个非常好的服事的机会。
And this gives us a tremendous opportunity to serve the church。
英国有一些青年。
And in the United Kingdom, there are some
陪着传道者到非洲去工作。
And they would accompany the ministers to go to Africa to work.
啊，看到神的工作啊，他们受感动，后来以后献身当传道。
And after seeing the work over there, they were greatly moved, so that later on they offered themselves as ministers.
其实这也是我们知道，这是一个相当有意义的工作。
And we know that this is a work that is truly meaningful.
我们现在在总会在联总里面的一些工作人员大概都是经过 NYTS 训练过的。
And we know that a lot of workers in the IA or GA are all previous NYTS.
我们觉得说这些工人啊你不必太操心他们很主动他们会把他们的工作做好。
And we feel that we do not have to worry about these workers because these workers will complete their job.Their task.
啊，因为有训练跟没有训练不一样。
Because there is a difference between being trained and not being trained.
啊，在教会里面工作啊，你的待遇不会比外面好。
And working in the church, your benefits will not be better than those outside.
啊，因为也是一种牺牲奉献。
Because it is also part of the sacrifice.
啊，如果没有神的爱在心里面激励啊。啊，就有的人就没有办法做。
And if it was not for the love of God of Christ that compels us to do this, then some people cannot.
啊，在工作当中，有时候也会遇到很多困难。
And while working, you can also encounter many difficulties.
啊，因为有一些祷告灵修做基础。
But because there is a prayer and also spiritual.
所以他们在困难的时候，他们知道说怎样来克服，怎么突破。
So that when they encounter difficulties, they know how to deal with them.
他说我们感谢主啊我们借着慢慢的训练、哦、真的很多的好的工人不断的一直产生。
So thank God because of our training, there are some workers, good workers.
那教会要发展、哦、要一代一代一直、啊、栽培出来。
And for the work of God to continue, we have to train workers generation to
generation. 除了说道理上的知识以外
Besides biblical knowledge,
那一种服事的热心呐、啊，啊，真诚的爱主的心呐、啊，爱弟兄姊妹的心呐、啊，很重要。
It is also very important to have a true, genuine love of God and also a fervency.
因为你做神的工作啊，没有一个人在后面督促你说你要做这个做那个。
Because when you are doing the work of God, you do not have someone behind you saying you need to do this, you need to do that.
啊，教会虽然有一个大原则，但是很多事情啊，你都是自己要主动去做的。
And even though there is a general guiding principle behind the church,
啊，
everything you have to.
主有那一种服事的精神呐、啊，火热的心呐、啊，啊，来催逼你啊，来啊，侍奉神。
You have to take initiative on a lot of things. So only the spirit of servitude will drive you.
啊，求主带领我们大家哈。
So may God guide all of us.
我们来看罗马书第一章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1.
因为 因为有时候我在上课当中会把一些教会的状况哦顺便提。
And sometimes during my lessons, I will also talk about the recent developments in the church.
因为我们不只是圣经里面的知识。
Because we should not only have a broad biblical knowledge.
那个服事的精神态度的建立啊，使命的自觉很重要。
But this discovery of our mission and also this desire to serve is also very important.
我当传道以后，我觉得说啊，这是神很大的恩典啊，有机会来服事神。
And after I became a minister, I discovered that it is a great opportunity for me to serve God.
啊，所以有的人说啊，当中那苦，我们都不敢讲苦。
So some people say, oh, it is a lot of suffering to be a pastor, but
神给我们这么大的恩典，我们还叫苦。
Because this is a great blessing of God, and we, how can we say that is a sacrifice?
啊，我们看罗马书第一章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1.
一章的十六节跟十七节，这是整个罗马书的中心的信息。
And verse 16 and 17 of chapter 1 is a central theme of the entire book.
我不以福音为耻，福音是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
I'm not ashamed of the gospel, but it, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes.
十七节。
17.
因为神的义在福音上显明出来，这个义是本于信，以至于信。如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
For in the gospel, righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith first to last, just as it was written, the righteous will live by faith.
这里是福音的本质啊。
And this is the nature of the gospel.
福音是神的大能。
It is a great power of God.
福音就是要义人因信得生
and the gospel will make the righteous be justified by faith.
这两个我们要记住哈，这个是整个罗马书的中心。
And these two points is the central theme of the book of Romans, so we must remember these.
福音是神的大能。
Gospel is the power of God.
这保罗对主耶稣拣选以后啊，他对神的救恩的了解。
After being chosen by God, Paul had this understanding of the gospel.
因为他很深刻啊，所以他为着福音啊，牺牲舍命都在所不惜。
And because he had this great impression from his calling, he would sacrifice everything for the gospel.
那为谁罗马书啊？他有一个目的
and there was a purpose in writing the book of Romans.
因为当时他人是在哥林多
because at that time he was in the city of Corinth.
这是他第三次的传道旅行
and this was on his third missionary trip.
因为他想要到罗马去
because he wanted to go to Rome.
啊，然后接着要到西班牙
and later on he wanted to go to Spain.
因为当时的世界啊，到西班牙就是地级了。
Because at that time, Spain was considered the edge of the world.
主耶稣说，要从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极嘛。
So that is why Jesus commanded that the gospel be preached from Jerusalem, Samaria to the ends of the earth.
所以他一直想说，我到罗马，在那边传道理，然后到西班牙。
So he thought that he would go to Rome to preach and then go to Spain.
好。因为还有一些阻挡，他没有办法去罗马。
But because there were some opposing forces, he could not.
所以他就先写这罗马书啊，告诉他们说我很愿意去，啊，希望将来有机会神安排我就到罗马去。
So that is why he wrote this letter saying that I desire to go to Rome, but because there are some oppositions right now, I cannot do so.
结果后来他回到耶路撒冷就被抓了嘛，哈。
And later on, when he returned to Jerusalem, he was captured.
人家把他送到该撒利亚去。
And people sent him to.
关了一段时间。
After being jailed for a time.
当时的那个巡抚啊，还有叙利王跟他审问以后说，这个人没有罪了，可以把他放掉了。
And at that time, the provincial governor found him not guilty and then was about to release him.
当然，那个犹太人不会放过他。
But of course, the Jews would not allow him to do so.
那保罗说啊，我要把。这个事情告到罗马皇帝凯撒那里去。
So, Paul said. said, I want to appeal to Caesar.
他说啊，我能够听我审判的就是罗马皇帝。
And that is to say, the only one that will listen to my case is.
因为神跟他讲说，你会在诸国君王啊，在凯撒面前啊，为我做见证。
Because the Lord had told him that he will preach the gospel to the emperor.
啊，他本来是想说啊，自己坐船去的。神跟他那个连机票钱都那个船票的钱都让他省下来。
And originally he was about to take the boat there by himself, but now the Lord has even saved his fare on the boat to.
让他虽然当一个囚犯的身份哦。
So even though he was a prisoner.
啊，还派了一个百夫长带了好多兵啊，护送他到罗马。
He was escorted by a centurion, an entire legion.
啊，你看在船上啊，虽然有一个百夫长在那里。
And we know that on this ship there was a centurion.
但是在指挥还是保罗？好像保罗在指挥，因为他都要听他的。
And even though there was a centurion aboard the ship, it was as though Paul was the commander.
保罗跟他们讲说，暂时现在你开船的话会遇到大台风，你不要走。
Because Paul told them, if you go now, you will encounter storms, so stay here for a while.
啊，一开始那个百夫长啊，就相信那个水手的话嘛。
And in the beginning, the centurion believed in the sailors.
结果一开出去啊，就是遇到一个大台风。
And then when they went out, they immediately saw this huge storm.
哦，他们在船上转来转去啊，在海上转来转去。
And they were spinning about in the sea.
东西通通一直丢啊。
And they threw away everything they had.
几乎没有办法丧命，没有办法存留下来。
And it was, they almost perished.
啊，保罗才跟他们讲说，我告诉你们不要走，你们就偏偏要走。
And Paul told them, I told you not to go, and why did you not listen to me?
但是没有关系。
But that is okay.
因为我的神告诉我。
Because my God told me.
我们的船会坏掉。
That our ship will be wrecked.
但是我们所有的人没有一个会丧命。
But none of us, not one will be lost.
哦，啊，结果哦，那个地中海那么大哈。
And we know that the Mediterranean Sea is so big.
你知道神用那个很怪的风啊，从这边一直把它吹，把它整个船一吹啊，吹到最西边去。
And we know that, and then God used this strange wind to blow their ship all the way.
后来看到一个海港。
And later on, they saw the seaport.
那个船要进去啊，结果那个整个船就破坏掉了哈。
And as it was, the ship was entering.
所有的人通通游水上去。
It was reefed. So,
那个叫做米利大现在马耳他现在叫做马耳他群岛
swam ashore and to the island of Malta
好、哦、啊然后在那里有船啊才从那边再坐船到那个罗马就很近了
for there they found a ship that was stowed for the winter and then they took that to went to Rome、
啊、所以真的很奇妙啊神就这样把他们带到罗马去
so it's truly miraculous how God brought Paul
他、啊、到了罗马、哦、也没有把他关在正式的监狱
And when they arrived to Rome, they did not put Paul in a formal prison.
让他租了一个房子在外面。
They allowed him to rent this house in the city.
啊，派了几个兵丁在那里看守他。
And sent a couple soldiers to guard him.
啊，这我所有的人来，他都可以接待他们，跟他们谈道理。
And when everybody came to see him, he could tell him and preach them the gospel.
所以保罗说啊。我现在受捆绑是为福音的缘故。
So Paul said, I am bounded right now for the sake of the gospel.
所以你看看，凯撒家里的人，还有那些皇家军队里面的人呐、啊，都信主了。
And that he said that is why the Caesar's household, as well as ranks of the royal army, are believers now.
神的道理反而这样就传开来了。
And as a result of that, the God's word spread throughout the region.
所以他说啊，我看到神的道、神的名啊，被传开了，我的心啊，没有比这个欢喜更大的。
And Paul said, "There's no greater joy for me to see this word of God being spread."
所以神的安排有时候很奇妙哈。
So often we see that the miraculous arrangement is very
看起来是不好的环境。
Even though a situation may occur that
may seem bad, 反而把福音传开。
But it may turn out to serve a good purpose.
因为保罗知道自己的使命。
Because Paul knew his own.
所以他很有传福音的使命感。
So he had this heart to preach the gospel.
他说：“无论希腊人、化外人、中民、异族人，我都欠他们的债。”
And he said, "No matter it was the Greeks or Romans for the Jews, I own them.
所以我要把这个福音啊，尽力的把它传免。
So I will try my best to spread the word to them.
啊，他是用一种欠债的心理在传福音呢。
And he had this heart that he was a debtor to them to preach the gospel.
如果你们欠人家钱的话，你心里会怎么样
？If you owe other people money,
一直都想要办想办法要把这个钱还清，无债一身轻嘛，哈。
You would want to do everything you can to pay this debt because if you don't have
你债务没有还清了，你心里就有一个负担。
Because if you do not repay this debt, you will feel this burden within your heart.
好、哦。保罗在传福音就是这样，因为他觉得我得到神的恩典很多，所以我一定要把这个事情啊传给别人啊，好像还债一样。
So this is how Paul preaches. No matter who it is, he feels that he is obliged to preach to.
因为他知道这个福音的宝贵，神的大能。
Because he knows how precious and how powerful this gospel is.
他说，就是要让人因信得胜。
And this gospel is to allow people to be,
所以不是因为行为，不是行律法。
It is not by following the law; it's not by actions.
这个福音就是耶稣基督的救恩完成啊，我们借着相信来得到这个生命。
It is rather a salvation that is completed by Christ, and by faith we believe in that and accept it.
所以那个马丁路德啊，他很喜欢那个罗马书。
So that is why Martin Luther really loved the Book of Romans.
因为他在发动改教的时候
Because when he was initiating the Reformation.
罗马政府在罗马那个教廷哈
The Roman Catholic Church.
他们在发射赎罪箭
They were selling.
为着要盖圣彼得教堂啊
They were selling.
赎罪箭。就是说你买这个东西啊你的罪可以得赦免
Indulgence is
是这件
So that they were selling documents that say that your sins are forgiven and、哦、because they wanted to build St. Peter's chapel
他说哦弥撒一场多少钱啊收很多钱
And they would collect a lot of money for each mass that they sold
天主教 很多钱
So the Catholic Church was very rich.
所以有的人说啊，天主教要讲一句话说啊，金银我都有了，但是耶稣没有了。
So that is why some people say the Catholics say, gold and silver I do have, but I do not have Jesus.
跟彼得说讲了，金银我没有，但是我们有耶稣的名哦。
It's exactly opposite of what Peter said.
好，我们十八节开始就进入正题了哈。十八节以下，这个就是讲福音的需要性。
And starting from verse 18, we go enter into the main point.
就是罪的问题。
Which is the problem of sin.
因为人有罪，所以要解决罪的问题，所以必须要因信称义。
And because we have sin, we need to be to overcome it and be justified.
这个罪哈，罪有两种。
And there are two types of sin.
我们一般都把它称为说原始的罪、原罪，还有一个叫本罪，这是一般神学上的名词。
And we often say classify them as original sin and
我们自己本身犯的罪。
The sin that we commit ourselves.
啊，但是在这里哈、哦，圣经里面讲的罪就两种。
But this is often a theological distinction. But here it speaks of two types of sin.
一个叫做不虔 ，godlessness。
One is godlessness。
哦，一个叫做不义 ，unrighteousness。
And the second one is unrighteousness。
哦。现在这里讲到人类的罪啊，就是两个，一个是不虔的罪，一个是不义的罪。
And these are two types of sins that.God talks about here, one is ungodliness and the
unrighteousness.
And verse 18 tells, because of this, the wrath of God is being revealed.
我们一般人对神的观念啊，你们对神的观念会觉得神是愤怒的神吗？
And in your mind, do you think that God is a wrathful God?
我们一般人都讲说啊，神是慈爱的啦，所以你无论怎么样都没有关系啦。
Most people want to believe that God is a loving God, so no matter what we do, it is okay because He will forgive our sins.
好像那个有拜偶像的人，那个弥勒佛啊，肚子大大的，笑嘻嘻的。
It's just like one of those fat idols that some religions worship. They're all smiling.
真神啊，真神有他的属性。
Because God has His true nature.
他是慈爱的神。
He is a loving God.
但是他也是公义的神。
But He is also at the same time a righteous God.
他是圣洁的神。
And He is a holy God.
但是他也是忌邪的神。
But He is also a God that hates evil.
假如说一个神哦，他呢，只是啊，笑眯眯的，都什么啊，罪恶什么都无所谓的话，那可不是真神啊。
Because if you see a God that smiles all the time and doesn't care about evil or wicked things, then that is not a God.
So
of course, it is a God who knows clearly what is good and what is bad. So that is why those who revere Him, He will protect them. But He hates evil. So towards this sin and wickedness, God will produce this anger.
这是神的一种属性，哈。And
this is also a nature of God.
啊，当然不会对那个义人发怒了。Of
course,
对那些不虔不义的人，神就发怒。He
would not reveal His wrath to the righteous or the godly, but rather to the godly.
那什么叫做不虔的罪？
So what is ungodliness?
说人虽然看不到神，但是人明明可以知道神。
Even though man cannot see God, but they know that God is there.
因为有关神的事情，神显明在我们人的心里面。
Because regarding God, God has placed that thought within our hearts.
所以人要拜神就是本能。
So it is nature for us to worship God.
好像那个婴孩会吃奶，就是你不必叫他说你要吃奶。
It is just like the instinct that babies have to learn how to drink milk. And because God has placed worshiping God in our hearts, we will naturally want to worship Him.
他说神的有能者神性啊，明明可知道的，你可以去寻找，一定会寻见的。
So you know that God is there. As long as you seek, you will find Him.
因为他创造天地万物,
and this is clearly because God created the heavens and the earth,
是生命气息给我们,
and has control over our lives. He gave us our lives.
所以借着神所造的各样万物啊, 你可以知道说有神的存在。
Through the vast creation of God, we can clearly know that God exists.
神离我们个人不远, 你要寻找, 有心去寻找, 你会寻到的。
And God is not far from us. If we want to seek with a true heart, we will find Him.
但是人虽然明明知道有神，却不去敬拜他。
But even though man knew that God exists, they do not want to worship.
所以人的心就变了。So
that is why their hearts
change. 虽然知道要拜神，但是却把那个会朽坏的东西来代替那个荣耀的神。
Even though they know that they should worship the true God, they would rather replace Him with perishable things.
因为神是灵，他是非常荣耀、非常尊贵的、非常神圣的。
And replace that glorious and holy God.
然后人却把他用人啦、用走兽啦、用昆虫啦、用植物啦、万象啦，这样来代替神。
But man would rather replace them with another person, animals or plants. So God allowed them to go into their folly. So that is why man began to worship images. They would rather worship the creations rather than the creator.
应该是要拜那个creator，结果人去拜那个creation，是吧？
Yeah. Rather than,
应该是拜造物主，这个人去拜那个受造之物。
Rather than worshiping the creator, they served and worshiped the created things.
应当是拜那个造我们、掌我们生命气息的神才对。
Rather, we should worship the one who created us, the one that gave us our lives.
所以神说，我不把我的荣耀归给偶像。
And that is why the Lord said, I will not give my glory to the idols.
拜偶像啊，其实算不得什么，但是那是魔鬼的工具。
And even though the idols are nothing, but it, they are instruments of
Satan. 所以不晓得拜神啊，啊，这个就是不虔的罪。
Godliness. And not worshipping God as godlessness.
啊，因为你不晓得拜神哦，接下来就会产生不义。
And because you do not worship God, you will develop unrighteousness.
因为人想说啊，最好没有神啊，没有神的话，我要做什么就可以做什么。
Because God, man wants to believe that.
为所欲为。
It is better for there to not be a God, so I can do whatever I please.
而是不敬畏神，接下来第一个罪就是同性恋。
And not worshiping God, the first sin stated here was homosexuality.
二十六节。
Let's look at verse 26.
二十六节啊，二十七节就讲到同性恋。
Verse 26 and 27 talks about homosexuality.
你们在学校里面啊，大家现在都认为说啊，我们不要歧视同性恋，好像认为那是一种正常的生活之一。
And in the academia, they want you to believe that we should not discriminate against homosexual.
但是我们从圣经里面了解，同性恋是一种大罪。
But from the Bible, we know clearly know that this is a great sin.
啊，这个是同性恋是从哪里来？不敬畏神来。
And where does this homosexuality arise from not worshiping God?
我七月去，我到英国以后哈，去英国一个月以后，我七月初到法国、德国去啊。
And after visiting the United Kingdom in early July, I went to France and Germany.
七月初嘛，七月好像第一个星期日啊，到科隆。科隆啊、
oh, and we went to city
科隆也是德国的一个都市了、啊、德国在德国一个都市
I went to the city called that sounds like Cologne
科隆有一个科隆有一个一个天主教堂、哦、啊很高啊那听说是现在世界上最高的天主教堂
and in this German city there was a cathedral that was claimed to be the highest top and highest and tallest cathedral in the whole world.
啊，已经很旧了，很老了。
And it is a very old cathedral.
哦，我看那每天呢，大家洗哈、哦，用那个架子在那边洗完这边洗完，那边马上黑掉。
And I see them trying to wash it every single day. After they're done with one side, the other side would be dark.
啊，那个要爬上去啊、哦，要填呢。你要爬上去要，我记得几块欧元，我忘记了，好像五六块嘛。
And if you want to go up to the top of it, you have to pay, I forgot how many euros it was, maybe 5 or 6.
我是参加一个 tour 啊，那他们去吃中饭呢。
And I went on this tour, and when they went to lunch.
啊，因为我们时间很紧了，我觉得说哈，啊，又浪费时间去吃中饭哈，很可惜啊。
And because we were on a tight schedule, I felt that it was a waste of time to eat lunch.
所以我们在休息的时候，在那个。supermarket 的地方啊，看到那个sandwich 哈、啊，三明治，我们就买三明治，在车上就赶快吃。
So while at the supermarkets, we saw that they sold sandwiches and bought a couple and ate in the car.
所以他们一个小时去吃饭的时候啊，我们就自己跑去逛逛。
And while they were on their 1 hour lunch break, we went and toured around on ourselves.
所以只有我跟传道人两个人爬上去，其他的人都没有上去。
And so only Sister Joe and me and I, we went up there. We climbed all the way up there. It was 100 stories or...
啊，当然下来的时候，他们也在里面礼拜堂里面是在做礼拜。
And when we went climbed down, we saw that they had...
啊，那天外面啊，刚好是欧陆同性恋大游行。
And on that day, it just happened so that it was...the Gay Pride Day for the European continent.
啊，这我下来的时候，哇，整个地上都是人。
So when we exited the chapel, we saw that the whole street was filled with people.
听说十几万人哦。
And we heard that it was
thousands of people. 教堂旁边有一个火车站。
Because beside the chapel, the cathedral there was a...
里面还有保护公司，好几百间哦。
And it was a huge train station because there was even a department store inside.
哇，里面都人啊，一直出来，一直出来。
And then there were just people pouring out. There was wave after wave.
啊，教堂的后面是莱茵河。
And behind the chapel was the River Rhine.
莱茵河上面那条桥。
And on the bridge, on the Rhine, there
was
a bridge.
有的走桥过来啊，也是满满的都是人。
And some flooded over from the bridge.
啊，所以本来我们，他们是说吃过饭以后啊，一下子就要离开嘛。
So originally they were about to leave immediately after the lunch.
车子就没有办法动。
But it was impossible for the car to move.
我们在那边又耽误了大概两三个小时。
So we stayed there for another 2 or 3 hours.
啊，等到人群慢慢散掉了啊，稍微有一点空才走掉。
So after the crowd slowly dispersed, we were able to...